John DeBose, host of Headphone Meditations. You're listening to Shyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
This is the show that nobody told you about. The show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
Damn.
I don't know.
We've got a question we'll have to have answered you'll later,
have to,
folks.
It'll have to be a Google search. You'll have to do a Google
yes.
search. So, yeah. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey,
cue
buddy
you.
Here. Has the world blown up yet?
Hey, everyone. It's Anthony from Tampa.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe in Chicago.
Hello, all you good people. I am your lovable Shyampa radio host, Betty. And you know what? My butthole is buzzing with excitement for tonight's cast of episode 75. Look who I met at the Chinese takeaway for Monday, January 23rd. Hey, Anthony, how's the weather in Tampa for you Tampanites?
Thanks, Betty.
Boom chakalaka. You got that right, Anthony. Betty out.
All right. There we go. Let's get some weather going. All right. Thanks, Betty. Lovely. It's time for your Shyampa weather from Tampa Bay International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 66 degrees Fahrenheit, 19 centigrade for you Canadian snowbirds, with a humidity factor of 68%. There is a dew point of 55 and the visibility is, surprise, 10 miles. It's always 10 miles here. Never changes. I forgot you're drinking wine. Tonight, Monday night, mostly clear with the low around 57. Easy and breezy with northwest winds from 18 to 26 mile an hour with gusts as high as almost 30 miles an hour. It's going to be a windy night. Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 71, mostly clear with the low around 56 overnight. And then Wednesday will be sunny with a high near 74, then partly cloudy with a low around 64 overnight. And that's your Shyampa Tampa Bay weather. How's the weather in Chicago, Joe? And how's that wine?
The wine is delicious. Chip Skipper posted a whole series of events on his Facebook page. You should go check it out. But anyways, hey, Anthony, thanks for asking. And now for your Shyampa Chicago weather from Chicago's Midway International Airport, KMDW. Unless you're listening live, it's mostly cloudy and 43 or 6 for you Celsius types, with a humidity factor of 43% inside the studios and 71% outside. The wind is out of the northwest at 7 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles, which is actually a great thing because it has been so foggy and crazy.
Has it? I've been seeing kind of crazy pictures on Facebook lately mm-hmm. of the fog that you guys have been getting in Chicago and the Midwest.
Well, it's been warm. It's weird. It's like it's set off all of this atmospheric shit. But anyways, the dew point is at 34F, which gives us a wind chill factor of 39, which is above normal for this time of year. So Monday night, we'll see mostly cloudy skies and a temperature of 35. Tuesday will be mostly cloudy with a high of 43. Wednesday, it gets gusty. Plus, we have a 40% chance of rain with temperatures topping out at 43. The rest of the week gets colder and a chance of snow by the weekend. And that's your Shyampa Chicago weather. Hey, we want to hear from you. Give us a call now at the studios at 813-327-8566. Betty will get you in and cue you up. We're okay with anonymous, but if you're another podcast show or a musician wanting to get some airtime, we're here for you. But now, hey, Betty, what's that? You have some plugs? Well, then, Betty, plug away.
Go, Betty.
Hey,
go.
Betty here. Joe and Anthony want me to let you know we really appreciate carrying the following on Shyampa Radio. The World Labor Hour on WRFU. CPR News hosted by Don DeBar. Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio out of Somerville, Massachusetts. Radio Thrift Shop from WGCS out of New London, New Hampshire. And, finally, all background tracks used in this show are from Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com. Support local and support independence. We appreciate your support, Shyampa Radio. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with Talking Point Segment A, the TP segment.
Woohoo! I love the TP segment.
you would. All right, hold on. I should have switched the cart like about a minute ago. But we just let the weather music just go in the mode background. Hey, why not? We're forecasting what's happening. So you know we got that Chinese restaurant down the strip mall from the station, right? So I'm hanging out there, you know, because they give me free food once in a while. And you wouldn't believe who I ran into.
Who did you run into?
I've run into probably one of our most regular callers that we have.
Are you serious?
Into our show. Yeah, believe it or not. I went in. I was waiting for some fried rice. And, you know, I hear someone talking in the background. I'm like, that voice sounds familiar. And I said, no shit. And I turned around and I said, Ezel, is that you, Ezel?
Damn, Ezel. Hey, this is Ezel McAdoo. How you doing? And I want to thank you for letting me share this privilege of, you know, coming in and being a personal guest instead of calling in on the phone. I really appreciate it. And I just want to know one thing. Is that deal still on, Anthony?
What deal was that?
I get to sleep under the desk tonight.
Yeah, you can hang out.
Yeah, it's still gonna be a little cold tonight. Is it all right if I can sleep under the desk?
Yeah, no, that's fine. Just make sure that you let Rosita finish cleaning. She's with our lovely custodian crew, and she gets mad if we hang out in here a little too long. But let her finish in here; she's great. And when she's done, then she'll be all good. Actually, I think she has her own radio show. But
oh, hey, it sounds like
she cleans it up too, I guess. You know?
So. Hey, what's her name, Costito?
Costito, I don't know. I pulled something out of my ass. So yeah, no, Ezel will be staying the night at the station. So he'll also be sitting in us for the broadcast because, you know, it's either here or he has to wait out on the patio, and it's already kind of cold as it is. So, you know, we're kind of working with that one. So how have you been, Ezel? How has it been going for you?
Well, let me tell you, it was pretty rough last night. That's why I'm glad I bumped into you because, man, a damn wind blew my cardboard box away. Now I got nowhere to live.
Oh,
so.
Man.
Yeah, it was brutal. It was, man, it was really coming down, that wind. And then we get the rain. Oh, man, it was brutal out here.
Yeah, it got pretty feisty.
It looked
last
like a light
night.
Show, too.
Yeah, there was a lot. There was a lot of lightning. At least it was over here by the studio. I don't know where your car were. Where were you set up last night, Ezel? Where were you hanging out?
And I was under that Leroy's home and over there by Nebraska. There.
Okay. So he was downtown.
Yeah, downtown.
Downtown.
I
want
to see
what
is that called? Gasparilla.
Gasparilla. Yeah. You know what? I totally forgot. We got that going on this weekend.
I'm gonna
Tampa.
Stick around.
So, Ezel, I gotta say,
and you'll see titties.
I gotta say. Oh, wow. That's
you'll see titties at Gasparilla.
Are you kidding me? Man, you know, I went to the Dollar Tree the other day, and they had 12 of them beads for a dollar. Man, I'm going to go tomorrow. You just point to the right. direction of the dollar store and man, I'm
exactly, exactly. You go ahead and do that, and you know you'll see lots of titties.
Man, I'll be dreaming about them after guests.
So those of you who are not familiar with Tampa's strange customs, there are strange customs in Tampa. And one of them is Gasparilla, which turns out to be, it's like a pirate invasion God, I have to look.
Google search.
Yeah, it is a Google search, isn't it? Didn't you have to do a Google search?
How do you spell this?
Too? I don't know.
Gasparilla. How do you spell this? Gasparilla.
Yeah, sound it out. Hooked on Phonics worked for me. If you know how to spell Gasparilla, you can give us a call at 813-327-8566 or visit us at Chiampa.info.
Gasparilla Island Villas, bedroomvillas.com.
No, that is incorrect.
Gasparilla Pirate Festival, official site.
There we go. All right, let's see what they got here. Okay, maybe about. Visit the event site.
Well, it's an alcohol-free event.
No, they have the kids' parade. That's the kids' parade. They have the children's Gasparilla extravaganza, and then they have the Gasparilla Pirate Fest. Shit. All right. Oh wait, here we go. Gasparilla Pirate. Find Wikipedia. It is a large parade and host of related community events celebrated almost every year since 1904 in Tampa, Florida. It is held in late January and hosted by Ye Mystic Crew of Gasparilla and the City of Tampa. It celebrates the legend of Jose Gaspar, also known as Gasparilla, a mythical Spanish pirate who supposedly operated in Southwest Florida in the early 1800s. So it was a pirate. Apparently very popular in Tampa, or at least Tampa folklore.
Yeah, Mystic Marine, and I'm seeing crazy face paintings and lots of boobies and other crazy things.
Boobies, yeah, there's lots of boobies. Ezel, there's lots of boobies at Gasparilla. If you go, beads bring beads, you will get boobies. No question about it.
I got that.
All right.
Write it down on my paper.
There you go. Write it down on your paper. We gave him a few of our pens. We gave him a few points.
Good.
Ezel McAdoo. Oh, beads and boobies. There you go. Thank you. Thank you. He stuck it up. All right. So, what's
Anthony,
nice?
I got to talk to you about something.
Oh, what you got to talk to us about?
You know, you gave me them pens that you got.
Yeah, you got to get a little closer to the mic, though.
I'm a little afraid of electrical shock.
That's all right. We're fairly well grounded.
I got to ask.
We've only killed two guests in the past.
All right. I got to ask you another favor. You know, when you gave me them pens this afternoon.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm in the pen sale business, so I need some more pens.
You need more pens?
Yeah, I went down to the Chinese restaurant, and they all bought the pens.
They bought the pens? Sweet. Yeah, so well, there we go. Well, I guess they bought them because we order a lot of Chinese food. So okay, there you go.
Well, I hope we get a lot of callers.
I hope we do, too. And hopefully they speak English if they're from the Chinese restaurant. I see a moving picture in the script. I've been sidetracked. Shiny thing. All right, so we have fallen off track. Wait, hold on. How long till your news? Really? 6 minutes and 30 seconds? I must be really high tonight. Jesus.
That's okay. We can always talk about all these other things later because we've got a guest. And when have we had any other person live besides me in the studios?
You. We had Brian in the studios. Exactly. We had Brian in the studios a couple of times. But he's a bad guest. He's a bad guest. We love him and he loves us, but he's a bad guest because he reveals things on air that he shouldn't say. We've had to bleep him in a few previous episodes. So, but we love him nonetheless. So let's see. Look at who I met at the Chinese restaurant. Okay, strange customs in Tampa. Gasparilla, we did that. Did you hear about Senator Roberts offering a Valium to Senator Wyden? No,
yes.
No, I didn't. So are you going to tell me about it?
Well, yes. So basically, you know, at this one particular hearing, where they were trying to confirm this guy for Treasury Secretary.
Uh-huh.
Senator Pat Roberts interrupts this other senator, Senator Wyden, and he says, I have a Valium pill here for that you might want to take before that second round.
Was Wyden really that crazy? I mean, was it one of those situations where Wyden was just like
it was a low blow. It was a low blow.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you know, maybe more people should take Valium or at least smoke weed. Then maybe we'd all kind of not fight so much. But that's besides the point. Wow. Okay. So, well, you know, hey, and you know,
but you know, you gotta. We'll put that in the show notes, we'll have a link to the video because you gotta watch the video. It's all in the delivery.
Show notes.
It is all in the delivery,
and we can't do video over the radio.
That's correct.
Video over the radio does not happen.
Well, you just close your eyes.
You just close your eyes. There you go. It's like Ezel said, just close your eyes, and it will happen. It will. And just pretend. Exactly. Close your eyes and just pretend, and it will happen. It will happen to you. So, okay. So, and then now, I had one thing I wanted to talk about, and I don't want to open the link because it opens a video. I might open it anyway. There was a woman in Wellington, Florida stop. Oh, no. Damn you. Okay, screw that. Anyway, so woman was pissed off she couldn't get an iPhone. She drives her car through the store. I'm done with it. All right. You're drinking more wine.
I am. Well, but I'm also, while you're talking, I'm looking at the script so I know where I'm at and what I got to do.
I think Ezel has found the bong in the back storage closet. As long as he doesn't bring any bees in with him, we'll be all right. So,
my question for you, Ezel, is what's going on with those bees?
Yeah, what is going on with the bees?
There? Well, you know, up north, where you are, you know, it gets a little cold in the wintertime, so they just, you know what? They're like penguins. I call them little penguins because they all kind of hop. You know, they get together and they make this big, long, gigantic cushion, looks like, in between the frames, and the queen sits in the middle, and they generate heat. They actually hibernate and generate heat at the same time. But that's up north. But now down here, I've been studying the bees, and man, they're just working all year long here. I might want to move down here and start some bee colony.
You could. It's very popular.
You got a lot of flowers. You got a lot of stuff here.
Yeah, definitely. And you got titties and beads. Boobies and beads.
I'm always in for that. I can't wait till, what is it, Friday, Saturday? I'm going to go.
I think it's Saturday is when the actual parade is. I think the children's parade is on Friday, which then there you'll get beads, but you won't get boobies. And I wouldn't recommend looking for boobies there. So, okay, let's see. What else do we have? Oh, freaky Florida storms. Well, we kind of covered the freaky Florida storms kind of thing.
We did.
So we have
1 minute and 55 seconds before my news.
We've cheated you on news time so much in the past. Would you like an extra 2 minutes to report your news tonight?
No, I don't need an extra 2 minutes because my stories aren't that outlandish.
They're not that exciting.
But we can add commentary.
We can have commentary.
We can add lots of commentary.
We can have commentary. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Commentary.
But if you want to give us some commentary, give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566. Betty will cue you in and we'll put you on the air.
Yeah.
Or if you don't want to do that, you know, you can say, hey, I want to take my comment off the air.
Exactly.
And then Anthony will dutifully record the comment.
I will dutifully do something.
And I'll blabber on about something. Hey, I wanted to quickly say that I have this wonderful, delicious wine. It's a plum wine.
It is a plum wine.
It is called Mawasul. It is a product of Korea.
I see.
It is imported. Wow. Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And it's what is it? What is it? Is it a plum wine? Is it a plum sake?
It is a plum wine. It is a 14% alcohol content.
Oh my goodness, that's a pretty hefty wine there. 14% out. Wow.
And I've had the entire. Well, I haven't had the entire bottle because I still have all this left.
that explains a lot. Wow, fantastic. Ezel's got a question.
I got a question.
All right, what's the question, Ezel?
Did that come from Korea? That wine yes, company. Does it got a picture of that Yung Kong Kim or whatever the hell his name is? That crazy.
No.
I thought maybe they had a picture.
Oh, the North Korean guy.
That
yes.
Him come yes. soon yes. or something.
Come,
or,
yes.
Some come soon.
Some come soon. One hung low. The crazy looking Korean. Yeah. The one. The crazy Korean in North Korea. Yeah.
Yes. Oh. The one that looks like Goofy, but just Korean style.
Something. Yeah. He's got a look on his face. He's got a look on his face. And you know what also gives me a look on my face? News.
And now for the news.
Wait, where am I? Oh my gosh.
You are entering the news segment.
Thanks for asking.
You're welcome.
I've got some news for you folks. Boy, what a peach. The following story is not for snowflakes.
Not for snowflakes.
No, and this is definitely going in the show notes. We see a picture of a man with his feet up, legs crossed, looking into a ring of fire by Ben Hooper of UPI.com. Well, a professional adventurer shared footage from his campsite at the edge of what locals in Turkmenistan dubbed the Door to Hell. Elliot, the traveler behind the Earth Nutshell blog, captured video of himself lounging with his feet up next to the massive crater, which has been filled with fire for the past 50 years.
Oh, wow.
I camped beside
the sinister inferno. Is it like a tire fire type of thing? Is
no,
it nuclear waste?
We'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
We'll get to that into the story. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I camped beside the sinister inferno on a trip into the Karakum Desert. And as you can see, it's a mesmerizing sight after dark. If only I had some marshmallows.
It's a giant burning marshmallow.
Yes.
Woo-hoo!
The fire inside the Door to Hell, officially known as the Darvaza Gas Crater, is believed to be the result of a Soviet-era gas drilling accident. But there are no official records of the fire's origin. So guess what? Blame the Russians.
It's the Russians. Blame the Russians. You know, the Clinton Foundation is shutting down because they lost like all their international donors. Just thought I'd throw that there. All right.
Yeah. So. Ooh. Toast.
Wait. Oh, hold on.
Worship the Toaster by Ben Hooper.
Quite a toaster.
Again from UPI.com. I love this Ben Hooper.
I was going to say, you've been kind of a Ben Hooper's jock for like a while. You know, I think there's a little romance going on here.
A man shared video of an unusual relic at his grandparents' house. A 58-year-old toaster.
That's
that still
toaster.
Functions in daily use.
That's an old toaster.
It's 58 years old
That's
and it
an
still
old
works.
Toaster.
I mean, God. And if you have toast every day, now it's only a two-slotter.
They weren't that kinky back then. You know, they didn't have like toaster strudels or bagels.
Look at the picture in the news story.
It looks like the flying toaster from that Disney movie. It does. It looks like
did
the
you
flying,
ever have
toaster
the flying toaster's screensaver.
Yes, I did have the flying toaster screensaver.
I love the flying toaster.
I still have the flying
saver.
Toaster screensaver.
Does it still work?
Yeah, it's available. I don't know if it works on the newer version of Windows, but it is available for Windows 7.
Huh.
I just, you know.
That would be cool to get back. But anyways, let's
yes,
get back
yes.
to the story.
Let's get back to the story.
Michael Asher's video, posted to YouTube by user Jude Forrest, shows Asher's grandparents' kitchen where he and his grandmother are regarding her old toaster. They're regarding it. It's just being regarded. Asher's grandma says the toaster was a wedding gift 58 years ago and still sees daily use. It must have been purchased at a good store, I have to say. Or it was an expensive toaster. Because it, I mean, come on, that thing is, it's still ticking. Asher notes, the cord is cut into sections that are cobbled together from other power cords due to the toll that time took on the kitchen appliance. That could be changed. That doesn't have to remain that way. I know that.
You know, it doesn't look like an unusual toaster. It's just a well-made toaster. You know what? There's like no plastic on it. That's the first thing.
Right.
You know, I mean, half the shit, it's all plastic now, and it's all cheaply made. So, I mean, toaster, the two-slot toaster probably also weighs about 20 pounds.
Right?
Exactly.
It's like solid lead or solid steel or something.
Yeah, steel, iron, you know, uranium. Hey, it was the Soviet era, you know, uranium, you know, Sputnik.
We had
Sputnik.
Everything had to be made to last.
Exactly. Yeah. Uranium toasters. Truth is, it would work without even plugging it in. It would work. It's technically a cordless toaster. That's why they've lived so long with this toaster, because they're being irradiated every morning with their toast. So...
Oh, God. Irradiated Pop-Tarts.
Irradiated Pop-Tarts.
Strawberry flavored.
There you go. Strawberry flavored.
Oh, let's do this next story. This next story is a good one.
All right.
Wow. Who said love can't be found in the dump? Now, this is by a new dude. His name is Daniel Uria from UPI.com. For the second time in 3 months, sanitation crews in New York helped recover missing wedding rings from a local dump. Vicky, 58, awoke one morning to realize her diamond wedding rings had gone missing while she was putting away Christmas decorations. They were missing. I have no recollection of taking them off, the West of Babylon resident said. It was horrible because I knew they were irreplaceable. Her husband, 50-year-old Joe, awoke after hearing the garbage truck outside and called the local sanitation department. I had a dream when I heard the garbage trucks outside. I had this feeling that I should stop them because something is wrong, he told Newsday. I called the town and said, I think my wife's rings are in the garbage. Ed, sanitation site crew leader, answered the call and recalled a similar incident in November in which Colleen, 48, of North Babylon. So it's something about this Babylon place that's kind of funky. Found her wedding rings amongst piles of garbage.
It's the uranium toasters.
They've irradiated the rings.
Exactly.
Wiggins was skeptical that the crew would be able to pull off another amazing find, as most items that make their way to the dump remain lost. I said, you know, what's the odds of us really doing this 2 times in a row? Wiggins and his team had developed a system for uncovering missing items, and after locating the truck, dropped small portions of garbage to help them identify which bags were his. Within 20 minutes, I found the bag for my house. That's kind of scary that they can kind of identify your garbage. Anyways, he said,
Don't ever throw away anything incriminating. That's always the rule. Don't ever throw it out with your own garbage.
I don't. Anyways, I knew the type of garbage bag I used, and they knew where mine would be because of my address. He called home to report the findings to his wife, who thanked the sanitation workers for turning the ordeal into a lucky day. Friday the 13th is my lucky day now, she said.
Wow.
And, you know, I know we got some time yet to burn here, so yeah. I got to say, that's an awfully nice, feel-good kind of story that came from the dump.
That came from the dump. Found, well, you know, I don't... I feel bad for the people that had to search for those wedding rings. Good for them. Very nice people, apparently. But yeah. I feel bad for them. So,
do you have a feel-good story? Give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, exactly. So, but with that, since we're kind of down to a minute 20, I'll kind of run this and we'll run it off.
Yeah.
All right. So, thanks, Joe.
That's it from the Chip Skipper feature news stories. Back to you, Anthony.
There you go. Fantastic. Yeah. Thank you, Chip Skipper. Thank you for all that exciting, interesting news, especially the Sputnik toaster. That was freaking awesome. Irradiated toast. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this on-air unique Smells Like an E Hyperlooped Where's Waldo universally accepted streaming experience? Well, visit chiampa.info to find out how. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. Maybe.
Maybe. Fucking, good stories tonight. We got some really good
winners.
Here it
is. Okay, I found the arrow. All right, we'll be back in a few moments. 4 minutes.
Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Anyone who ever goes fishing should own a pocket fisherman. Compact enough to fit inside glove compartments, lunchboxes, backpacks. It's rod, reel, line, bobber, and hook. With a Johnson reel and Twin Flex rod that reacts to the slightest nibble, yet strong enough to haul in the big ones. Opheel's pocket fisherman spin casting outfit, including bait, only $19.95. Now all you need is a place to fish.
Now available for a limited time only at Woolworth, Woolco, Times Square, Corvettes, Genovese Drug, Valley Fair, Model Shoppers World, and Two Guys.
The coffee is excellent, really.
You're listening in on a hidden microphone at Chicago's world-famous Cricket's Restaurant. Tonight, along with a complimentary meal, we're secretly replacing the fresh-brewed coffee usually served here with Folgers Crystals. Will it be rich enough for our special guests?
It has a nice, rich coffee flavor.
It's Folgers Crystals.
Oh, you gotta be kidding. This can't be instant coffee. 10 being the highest, I rate it as 10.
Mountain-grown Folgers Crystals. Coffee rich enough to be served in America's finest restaurants.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website CPRMetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
Some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Stay tuned. Anthony's Crazy Florida News is next. But first, I want to tell you that today is National Handwriting Day, National Pie Day. Phew. Thank God it's Monday and I don't have to write anything. If you guys are down for pie, I vote for apple rhubarb cherry peach chocolate filled pie. Now, go grab your bongs, bitches, so we can start Anthony's Crazy Florida News. Take it away, Anthony.
All right, thanks, Betty. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's no response. No response, Betty's
no,
not responding.
No, I took it all out.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I feel a little slighted, but that's fine. We'll live. Let me find my damn arrow again. Where'd it go? Here you are. Okay. Florida news cart. There we go.
There I am so stressed out.
Jesus, right? I know. It's only Monday. All right. Our fourth story. Wait. Database. All right. Our first story comes from the Villages News, where we have cursors in the way, where we have found a treasure chest of crazy Florida news of the past. And tonight does not disappoint. Oops, I hit the button too many times. All right. So 31-year-old Joshua was on a glitter quest to find something very special. He was wandering around Oklahoma. Yeah. Oklawaha. Oklawaha neighborhood. While looking for something, his not very high. His frantic search did not go unnoticed when he was spotted looking into cars and trying to enter a house. Marion County Sheriff.
He was looking for Oklawaha.
He was looking for the meaning of Oklawaha. Marion County Sheriff's deputies were called at around 10 in the evening to a home on South Highway 314A and spotted Joshua embarking on his quest. When approached by deputies, Joshua refused to cooperate and would not give his name and identified himself as a rainbow person. Joshua then began to get aggressive with the deputies and he had to be forced into the back of a patrol car. Joshua was taken. You know what? This was last week. I'm reading last week's news. I did not update my link. Here we go. Let's try it this way.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Well, we were running early anyway, so let's take advantage of this. I'm so stressed out. Thank you, Betty. I am. Okay, so nobody really likes taking joy in paying to drive a toll road. Most of us understand that there are some advantages to paying a toll, like bypassing congested areas or being spurred into shorter, newer routes. Well, Orlando News Channel 6, also known as ClickOrlando.com, brings us out of the gates tonight with a Florida dinger of someone who was trying to be slick but got caught from his Florida actions. A trooper was driving behind a silver Honda Civic on westbound State Road 408, a toll road in Apopka, on Wednesday afternoon when the trooper noticed that the license plate disappeared as the Honda drove through the E-Pass lane. The trooper then witnessed the license plate reappear after the Honda had passed through the toll gate well past the security cameras.
That's a good idea.
Not really. The trooper pulled Joshua, 27, over and discovered an unusual license plate cover controlled by a remote device that activated a screen to cover the plate so that it could not be read by the toll devices. Unfortunately for Joshua, he never bothered to check for cops behind him before using the device. And it was a trooper, so he was not undercover. The troopers aren't undercover. They're in cars. You can see them a mile away. So Joshua was arrested and charged with petty theft and cheating or gross fraud. So why? Good idea, but bad on the follow through. Got to check for cops before you do something illegal.
Yep.
All right. We're ooh, now on the correct track of news. I was reading that first one. I'm like, this sounds familiar. Ah, yes, we all know what that music means. Orlando News Channel 6, also known as ClickOrlando.com, brings us another crazy Florida news story about a man on the toll road with a minivan, a sense of humor, and a dream. Johnny, 23, always got a little overexcited when paying his tolls. Maybe it was his dedication of being a good citizen, or maybe he liked the way the toll attendant looked. Or maybe his Mazda gave him a little extra zoom zoom. Johnny, 23, was caught on camera giving his own ding-a-ling a ring-a-ling while paying a toll on the Florida Turnpike in Osceola County, according to an arrest report. The toll attendant informed Johnny that he was being filmed, but he said he wasn't doing anything wrong and drove off. Troopers were able to track down the address for a dark-colored Mazda van that Johnny was driving and discovered that the vehicle belonged to a woman. They found out They found the woman's Facebook account and noticed that her and Johnny were friends. Probably not anymore. Based on the video evidence, troopers were able to determine Johnny's pattern, so a trooper waited for the Mazda to arrive in the area and pulled him over. Johnny told the trooper that he was just goofing around and meant it as a joke when he exposed himself, but that didn't stop the troopers from arresting him. All right.
Exposure. It's such a deadly thing.
It is. And the toll road. Really? The toll road? I don't know. Maybe there are better looking toll attendants there, but Tampa, they're kind of... Everyone has got to love some potty. All right, so...
You just have a thrill for doing something crazy.
Yeah, well, now he's going to have another thrill. Finally, our last crazy Florida news comes from one of our favorite publications, The Villages News. Tonight's Village, like we read on the first story, tonight's Villages News tells us about a thief that came up with a cunning plan but forgot the most important part of any robbery scheme: you're not supposed to get caught. 27-year-old Jeffrey called 911 claiming to be a concerned citizen who wanted to report a potential burglary because he observed the victim's home unsecured. Police didn't find anything wrong. However, they were called back a few days later after the resident arrived home from the hospital and discovered about $1,400 worth of items missing from his home. During the investigation, detectives found that Jeffrey actually broke into the house and used the 911 call to cover up his initial crime after deputies left the scene. Detective discovered that the victim's neighbor had surveillance video showing Jeffrey stealing the items from the victim's home by placing them into a trash can outside the residence and taking it away. Jeffrey admitted that he took the victim's garbage can, but insisted it was filled with trash that he had found in the victim's yard and not the victim's belongings. Jeffrey knew the victim was not home because he was a patient in the hospital where Jeffrey probably used to work, and hoped that the fake 911 call would throw officers off of his trail. Jeffrey was arrested and charged with burglary of an unoccupied dwelling and grand theft. He was booked at the Marion County Jail and is residing on $7,000 bond. And that Betty and everyone else, and where's my fucking cursor? There you are. Hi. And that is your crazy Florida news.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyamba Radio. Before we get started with the plethora discussion segment, did you know you could be a part of the studio experience? Give us a call now at 813-327-8566. But now, go grab your balls, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this or about that. Here comes the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
I am so stressed out.
Would sexual adapters work if you owned an Oral-B electric toothbrush?
Holy shit, you're just hitting it hot right out the gate tonight, aren't you? Damn, you didn't even warm up for that one. You're just like, bam, like going through a toll booth.
I've got a burning, itching desire to try it out.
Well, we can call the Oral-B Corporation and ask them.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. It only would go for 3 minutes at a time because it's on a timer. Because, you know, you're brushing your teeth with the device. That's what it's used for.
That's what you should be using it for.
But it's got such an adapter.
They make things that vibrate that you can get at your local adult toy store. You don't have to use the toothbrush.
Yeah, but come on. I'm thinking about it this way. It's convenient. It's efficient. You've got one device.
But you brush your
pleasure.
Teeth with it.
Well, you.
I mean, that's kind of. No.
Or you pour hydrogen peroxide all over it.
No.
That kills everything.
Oh goodness! All right, so let's move on to some stinky Uber drivers.
Listen, I gave a 3-star review to this Uber driver. He stank.
Really? Actually, I'm surprised. Car. I thought you would have given him less than 3 stars, given what you were, because you were kind of upset in your messages to me when you were in the Uber.
Well, yeah, I mean, but he got me to my destination pretty quickly, so I mean, I can't off a star for that.
No,
but right, I can take off a couple of stars for being really. And he kept wanting to talk to me. I'm like, just shut up.
See, that's
That
has always been my experience with Uber and Lyft and the ride sharing thing, is they want to have a conversation. I don't want a conversation.
Yes, I don't want a conversation.
I'm sorry, and especially you understand this because you still live in the city, and I lived in the city for you know a good chunk of time. And I'm used to cabs, and cabs, you get in the cab and you tell them where you're going, and that's pretty much all you do. That's your conversation with the cab driver. You're either on your phone or you're making a phone call, or you're going through paperwork or something, or you're talking to people that you're with. But at the end of the day, the cab driver just, you tell him where to go and he just takes you there. And, you know, if you feel inclined, you can talk to the cab driver. But I've never talked to my cab drivers. It's just never been the thing for me. I don't know. I would just rather sit there in silence.
Yeah,
but apparently I'm a good conversationalist because at Publix they are horrible. I'm horrible at Publix. I think living in the South has been in general for me because people can strike up.
Have a conversation with this dude because if I had to have a conversation, that means I would have to inhale all that stinky air.
You should have cracked open a window.
You know what? I couldn't find the control for that. I'm serious.
It was a death guard.
I could not find a control for that.
It was a death guard. Where's my hair? Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what was going on, but
I've had some stinky cab drivers. I had one that insisted on, I was almost downtown. In fact, I was downtown. I think I was River North. And I needed to get back to my place up at Palina and Devon. And he insisted on taking Palina the whole way from downtown. And I kept telling him, I'm like, dude, I even told him, like, get on the drive, get on Clark, get on Ashland. I don't care what you get on freaking Halstead, So, because it goes one way for a while, then it goes one way the other while, and then it's ridiculous. And then it stops at some point because there's a park there. And
I've noticed.
And then he wanted to charge me like $35. He wanted to charge me $35. I looked at him and I says, I have taken gas from downtown to this apartment before and it cost me $22. Here's a 20 and that's it. And I just walked away. I was done. And he drove away. I'm like, dude, you made it take too long because you wouldn't get on the main street. You want to call the cops? Yeah. Call the cops. I'll explain to the cops. I think they'd understand if I explained because I had two other people in the car with me, too. So there were three of us. Mm-hmm. So it's like he could say, oh, well, they said blah, blah, blah. Yeah, then you got three people saying the other thing. So, you know. So he took the $20 and called it a day. It was ridiculous. So, but yeah.
Maybe he had a short strange memory. Experience.
He might have had a short memory. Yeah. It's possible. Possible that has happened.
That's why I had to stay on Palina.
That's why I had to stay on Palina. It's a good point. Good point. And there are three streets in Chicago that rhyme with a female body part: Palina, Malvina, and Lunt. That's always my favorite one. Lunt rhymes with cunt. It's always my favorite one.
For some reason, though, I think of lint when
you think
I hear
of lint
Lunt.
When you hear Lunt. Really, yes. You hear Lunt and you don't like cunt doesn't just like pop right in your head.
No,
I'm like I the first time I ever like heard that street name. Really, maybe I'm just perverted because the first time I heard that street name, that's what I rhymed it with in my head. I'm like, oh, that sounds like cunt. Really? Wow, that's kind of close.
Of course, when I think of Peterson, I think of fondue.
Ah, Fondue Stoop. Is that place? That place is gone by now. I'm sure it's got to be long gone.
I think it's gone. Yes,
you think it's gone. You think? Do we have to Google search it? All right, hold on. Instead hold on. Let me research. Find the card here. Hold on. Hold on. All right, there we go. There we go.
Boop, 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 boop. Here we go. Fondue stew. Ooh, they're offering Groupons. That's never a good sign.
No, any restaurant that offers a Groupon, you gotta stay away from.
Let's see. We don't like that. The last review is January 7th, 2017. So apparently,
I hear Ezel's in the background again. I think you found the.
They are still open.
Wow, they are still open.
Yes.
Wow. I'm kind of surprised. Okay. Well, hey, good for them.
I'm not. You know, it's. I guess fondue is one of those hidden things.
Well, I might have to put it on my list of things to visit next time I'm in the city. If they're still around. We'll have to look at the Yelp reviews, though. I know you don't like Yelp reviews, but I like Yelp reviews.
Yelp reviewers are just a special breed of people.
I mean, it's an average thing because people are going to give restaurants a bad review from time to time. Every restaurant's going to have a few bad reviews because you can't please everyone all of the time. And I read those, and then I read all the relatively medium and all the other reviews, and I can formulate a decent opinion. And I'm generally right when I make those opinions like that, you know.
But here's the thing, though. You get those really goofy people that leave you 2 stars and then go in the actual wording part that say, oh, you had great service and the food was awesome. Just one little problem. The music was too loud. So you give me 2 fucking stars? Are you kidding me?
Well, people are picky.
Are you serious?
Well, that's why I read them, because when I read it and I see 2 stars and I'm like, okay, so it's a loud dining room, so you dinged them that much for a loud dining room. You're ridiculous.
But see,
so that's something I would ignore.
You have no choice when you're on mobile Yelp to sort any specific way. You're kind of stuck if you're using the app.
I see.
So they use those stars to manipulate the recommended reviews, and sometimes, yeah, that's why Yelp to me is like, eh. We do the best we can at my place of business.
Well, that's what you got to do, and you know,
to provide excellent service.
That's the world of social media. Did someone Yelp you badly recently because of loud music?
No.
Is that what happened?
No.
Well, that's good. That's good. Because then you got to, like, you know, next time she shows up, you got to, like, you know. No. No. Okay, fine. I'll do it. I see you highlighting it. I will do it. Hold on. Got a handful of popcorn. Hold on. We haven't done. I haven't pushed the button in a while. All right, hold on.
You got any tips in that restaurant?
He's asking you if you get tips in the restaurant.
No, you got tips. You know, tips.
Tips?
Rib tips.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Rib tips.
Gratuities.
No. The edible tips. Not
rib tips.
Money tips. Edible tips. Rib tips.
Edible tips.
Edible tips.
You get a 2 if you ain't got no tips.
They leave me an extra link of sausage.
There you go. There you go. So no rib tips, no rib tips at
no,
no, no. I'm sorry.
But then you get a 2.
No.
So okay.
They
so.
Might leave me a poached egg.
A poached egg. There you go. Okay. Well, not quite the same as a rib tip, but that's fine. All right. Hold on. I gotta do this. No, you're in the middle of something. No, stop. What's going on here?
We now return you to.
No. There we go. It's been so long since I've pushed the button.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Well, Tim Skipper is slowly dying on the other end of the line. We have breaking news that people have been injured by aftermarket sexual adapters for their Oral-B electric toothbrush. So, there you go. So, no, we don't do that. Buy a separate device. That's your breaking news. That's your more you know.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
Do you really know what's going on?
I don't know. Do you? Joe, do you know what's really going on? Because sometimes really? I don't know what the hell is going on.
I have no fucking clue right. what's going on around here.
No, I know there's a bottle.
Especially right now.
There's a bottle of popcorn. Not a bowl.
A bottle of popcorn.
And some water. And that's pretty much I know where we're at right now.
We still have wine. I'm still drinking
this
wine.
You still are drinking that
wine.
You know,
it's
I'm starting
delicious.
To wonder if I should have gone with an alcoholic beverage myself. But, I mean, we got 5 minutes left to the program. So, if I do an alcoholic beverage, it will be after the show. Because yes. I can't leave the studio now. If I leave the studio, the cleaning crew will, like, barge in here and take everything
apart.
Well,
is Ugly Lights in 4 seconds?
6 seconds. So, we're almost at the Ugly Lights. Which good thing, yeah. So there we go.
Ugly lights.
Ugly lights. We all hate the ugly lights. Well, sometimes we like the ugly lights. Because, you know, there have been times when the ugly lights have come on and I'm like, okay, you're not as ugly as I thought you'd look under the ugly lights.
Right?
So sometimes right? it's a pleasant surprise, but not usually.
Yeah.
All right, hey, folks, it looks like
they
the ugly
warm
lights
and
are...
fuzzy.
Yeah, it gives you that warm and fuzzy. The ugly light, or you're just that much beer goggles. And you just think that sometimes it's all about perception. Do we really know what's going on? It's all about what you perceive. The ugly lights are coming on, and I can see... I can just see things I don't want to. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflakey type of sort of way. Oh, here, I queued
yes.
this way out. Okay.
Yes. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Joe and Anthony Show on Shyampa Radio. And I want to just repeat this. Shyampa, you spell it C-H-I-A-M-P-A. Google us. You should be able to find us pretty easy. Got nothing to do weekend afternoons? Check out my show, Weekend with Joe, where I tend to play nerdy science and some jazzy stuff and like Dragnet and all that fun stuff from archive.org and radioforall.net. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
Hi, I'm going to give you a moment because I'm in the middle of actually doing something. Hey, Joe, don't forget you can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by our lovable automated personality unit and host, Betty. She has some awesome programming and some strange programming from archive.org yes. and radioforall.net. Yeah, it's literally a cornucopia. It's just like internet podcasts and just internet radio and internet recordings just took a shit into our playlist. Combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate.
Wow, so much awesome programming. You won't find any of this on mainstream media. Not anywhere, folks. Oh, and be sure to tune into, to hear all this stuff that we're talking about, tune into our 24-hour internet radio station, Shyampa Radio, by going to www.chiampa.info. We have the most current and up-to-date broadcast schedule. You can keep track of the Joe and Anthony show notes. We have a listen live link. There's a player, so there's all ways to like tune into us.
Yeah,
we got lots of things. Make sure you follow us on Facebook.com/Shyampa Radio and also Twitter @Shyampa Radio.
Yes, lots of things, lots of wonderful things.
Yes.
All right. Yes. All right. So see, looks like the patriotic music has come alive, and we're there.
Yeah.
So all right. Well, it
Not
was
bad.
It was an interesting evening. To say the yeah. least.
We had fun. We had a lot of laughs.
Yes, and it was
wine.
Great. I'd like to, again to thank Ezel, our in-studio guest tonight. And
thank all of our listeners.
Yes, yes. Thank you to all of our listeners, our live and our will be listening to us later listeners. We know our time's not convenient in every time zone. We apologize. But sometimes, you know, I can't do a midnight show on a Monday. I'm sorry. Except my apologies. I do have to work the next day. Anyone, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Monday, I think. Check out our blog at Shyampa.info for more information. Remember, folks, don't go driving through the toll lane while exposed with a discarded wedding ring you found stuck in a 58-year-old toaster while eating pie. Have a good night, a good week. Yes, exactly. And stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a K.
Good nutty. Good nutty. Good nutty.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.